Thanks for checking out the Spencer on Sports podcast from KGYM. SOS airs every Monday through Friday at 2 right here in KGYM. And be sure to check out all of our other podcasts from the Gym Class and the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn at KGYMradio.com.
Situations.
What's good, Eastern Iowa? Welcome in. Brand new week is here. Monday, Spencer on Sports on the airwaves with you at 2:05 on KGYM, 1600 AM, 102.3 in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 in Iowa City, on the stream at KGYMradio.com, on the app, which is free to download at your app store, or on your smart speaker device. Hope you had a great weekend. Your Monday's not going so great. Look at it this way. You're not having as bad a day as Angel Hernandez last night on Sunday Night Baseball. Who, buddy? And I'm a Brewer fan. They won the game, and that was bad. Kyle Schwarber, probably one of the most epic ejections. He got ejected instantly, but can you call it an epic ejection? Epic reaction that led to him getting ejected almost instantly because of Angel Hernandez. How is that man still an umpire? How? What's going on? Anyway, we'll get to that and baseball news coming up later on in the show. Plenty to talk about as we kick off a local programming here on a Monday. 319-366-1600. Love to hear from you. Your thoughts on the weekend. We'll talk some Iowa spring football. Spring practice is over. If you were at the open scrimmage, open practice on Saturday, love to hear your thoughts about how things went. Key storyline, along with, quarterback and offensive line, kicking competition. Key storyline seems to be injuries. We'll hear from Kirk Ferentz in a little bit here, his thoughts on the injury situation, quarterback play, and more as spring practice wraps up. Also talk about the NBA playoffs. Could potentially be a couple series that come to an end tonight. We'll talk about those, get you set for the week ahead in the NBA playoffs, and take a look back at what happened this weekend. Some interesting games this weekend. Speaking of officiating, lots of comments about the officiating this weekend, especially in that Memphis-Minnesota game last night in the Pelicans and Suns game. Yeah, not a lot of people happy with the officials in any sport these days. We'll talk about that and more coming up later on in the show. We'll also talk a little NFL news and notes. It's draft week, one of my favorite times of the year, being a college football junkie. Love to see the draft, see your players you've watched over the course of 3, 4, 5 years, hear their names called, what players are your favorite team going to take or not take, what players are going to get traded. Always a fun time of year. NFL draft will have coverage starting Thursday evening, and we will get that coverage for you Thursday evening from ESPN Radio. Get more on the draft throughout the week, and we'll talk about that here on the show as well. The poll question today at KGYMradio.com has to do with the NBA playoffs, and again, we'll talk a little bit about the schedule for what's to come in the NBA playoff scene here in just a bit, but how many NBA playoff series will be closed out tonight? There's a potential for two. So our question asks you, how many of them will indeed be closed out tonight? 1, 2, or 0? Let us know what you think at KGYMradio.com. Again, that poll question is brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Before we get into sports, for those of you who are on the breaking news side of things, those of you social media users out there, Twitter officially being sold to Elon Musk. CNN reporting Elon Musk buying Twitter $54.20 a share. He's taking it private. Total deal valued around $44 billion. What that means for Twitter going forward, I don't know, as long as an edit button is in the cards for Twitter. We'll see. But Elon Musk is officially going to be the guy who buys Twitter, for those of you who are interested in that type of news. 2:09, let's finally get into sports. Talk some Iowa spring football. Spring practice wrapping up this weekend with the open practice at Kinnick Stadium. Beautiful weather for it down in Iowa City. Did not get a chance to make it down for the spring practice, the open practice, but considering how the weather was on Saturday, best day we've had in quite some time, it certainly was a nice morning to get out and check out Iowa and the Hawkeyes. If you're a fan of the Hawkeyes and see them on the field, first time since, of course, last season came to a close. And head coach Kirk Ferentz speaking after the spring practice concluded over the weekend, sharing his thoughts on the situation when it comes to injuries. A number of players, number of key players, number of young players out this spring period, and a lot of them did not suit up for Saturday's workout. Some of the names that you did not see on Saturday and also might have missed a significant amount of time in practice were names like Kayvon Merriweather and Terry Roberts and Jamari Harris and Seth Benson and Jack Campbell and Justin Jacobs and Joe Evans and Keegan Johnson. They were both inactive on Saturday as well. Chad Lystico from the Des Moines Register reporting on his Twitter account Saturday that an unofficial count had at least 22 scholarship or rotational walk-on players not participating as part of the spring workout. Now, obviously, it's spring practice and not September 3rd against South Dakota State, so there's still plenty of time to heal up, to rest up, to get these guys back in the mix. But obviously, having that many guys out is, it's detrimental toward developing players, developing talent for the new season. And here's what Kirk Ferentz had to say about the high number of injuries for the team this spring.
That's been one of the low lights of things. Way too many guys on the sidelines. Hopefully we can, you know, move past that. I think if there's good news there, you know, most of the guys should be back by June. So that's important, and hopefully that stays the case with a couple exceptions.
And Kirk Ferentz there talking about the number of injuries they've had, number of them due to wear and tear. Guys playing a lot of minutes last year. One that was talked about at length was Luke Lachey, the second string tight end or tight end in part of the offensive packages for Iowa. He suffered a dislocated finger that required surgery. So obviously it's going to take some time for that to heal and that to recover. But seeing all those players out maybe hampered a little bit of what was able to be done for Iowa as part of their spring practice. The other piece of attention for Iowa, of course, dating back to last season, coming into the winter and the spring workouts, and then we'll be talking about this, of course, going into summer practices and summer camp as well, fall camp before the season opener coming up against South Dakota State, is the quarterbacks and the quarterback position. And Kirk weighed in on where all three quarterbacks, Alex Padilla, Spencer Petras, and Joe Labus, where they all stand after spring practice.
I think all three have made a lot of progress. Alex had some injury issues he was dealing with the first couple of weeks, so his work was limited. But I think all three guys are growing. All three are a little different discussions, you know, how they play and how we play if they're in there. But they're all growing. Joe is, you know, obviously, as I said back 5 weeks ago, he's behind the other two as far as knowing what to do. But this was huge for him to get a 15 set practice when Alex was out.
Speaking of Joe Labus, Kirk weighing in on whether he can make a big leap from where he currently stands in the pecking order, so to speak, to maybe supplant Spencer Petras or Alex Padilla as the starting quarterback in the fall. Here's what Kirk had to say about that.
I mean, we have an open mind about every position on the team and certainly a quarterback spot. Joe's got a ways to go for us to have confidence that he can go out and play, but we've seen the other two guys win games for us as a starting quarterback. Not that they won the games on their own, but you know, we played an opponent last year that, you know, we knocked their quarterback out of the game and they couldn't respond. That's part of winning football. Somebody's got to come out and get the job done. So yeah, I hope Joe can enter that free, and I think he's got a chance.
Speaking of the offensive line, Kirk Ferentz weighing in about the development of the offensive line and where they stand after spring practice. Here's thoughts on the big guys up front.
I think we've clearly made ground or gained ground there. I thought we did during the course of the year last year, especially the last, you know, basically November on. I thought we started to look a little bit more like what we hope. We're still young, but I think, you know, we're certainly more experienced than we were a year ago. But all that being said, we still have work to do.
Kirk, talking there again about the offensive line and development and working to build cohesiveness on the offensive line up front, especially when you talk about the NFL draft, looking to replace a guy like Tyler Linderbaum, who's likely going to be a day one pick here coming up later on this week in the National Football League. And last bit of sound we'll play for you here today is Kirk weighing in on the kicker competition. Of course, Caleb Shudak moving on. And two young kickers, Aaron Blum and true freshman Drew Stevens, struggling a bit on Saturday in open Kinnick Stadium. Unofficial stats, Stevens missing 4 of 8 on Saturday. Blum missing 3 of 8 field goal attempts as part of the open practice on Saturday. Here's what Kirk Ferentz had to say regarding the competition at kicker, part of the importance of special teams for the Iowa football team.
They did a pretty good job during the spring, but the consistency is going to be the issue, and I think they're both capable, but they don't have the consistency level right now. And then, you know, we are going to play in games conditions like this most likely sometime next fall, or not, if not every week. So we have to learn that too. And
Kirk Ferentz commenting on the competition at kicker as well. So spring practice now over, turning your attention to what's to come later on in the summer and into the start of fall camp. With September 3rd just around the corner, Iowa and South Dakota State to open up the season at Kinnick Stadium. 309-366-1600 at 216. Let's get to our first break here of the afternoon. Got plenty to talk about here today, including NBA playoff action. Got baseball and football news and more coming up on the show. That'll be on the way after this timeout. We'll also check in with Jason Fitz. He's got the ESPN Sports Beat on the way in a minute. This is Spencer on Sports here in KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast, and it is going to be a mostly cloudy, cool, and breezy rest of the day today. Later on tonight, though, a freeze warning goes into effect as the clouds clear and the winds die down. Temperatures are going to be dropping down well below freezing into the 20s, and there may even be some frost tomorrow morning, so you want to make sure you cover up or bring in any sensitive plants or flowers. Then tomorrow we'll have plenty of sunshine and temperatures warm into the low 50s. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
ESPN Radio Sports Beat with Jason Fitz.
I'll be flat out disappointed with the NBA if Phoenix Suns coach Monty Williams, complaining about the disparity in free throw attempts so far in this playoff series, has any impact in the next game. We all know why coaches do this. This is their opportunity to sort of plant a seed, which creates a conversation about how the game could be officiated, what could be done differently, and sort of in some mindset could change the way officials approach the next game. But should it? That's the real question, because I'm not sure any league does a better job of being transparent about the way officiating is handled than the NBA. Think about it. We get a 2-minute report. The NBA constantly wants to tell us that they break down everything that's happening. So in a perfect world for a league that is constantly telling us that they examine everything, they grade everything, and they are on top of everything, a coach saying anything should have virtually no impact. If the game is being called the way the game should be called, if the league is doing the job they want us to believe they're doing, then through it all, there should be no change in anything based on what a coach has to say. As the NBA playoffs continue, there is a very real situation that sees Brooklyn eliminated quickly. I think a lot of us saw that coming. But the struggles of teams like the Suns, due to a myriad of different reasons, but also the struggles that can come throughout the course of the West, could raise an interesting conversation. Like, is chaos what everybody wants? For me, sure, that's exactly what I want. And for so many fans of other sports, it's part of what we talk about. Like, does everybody want to see just a random great story that gets us to the NBA Finals? Or do you want to see the team that was the best throughout the course of the season rewarded with that trip? This year, we could be asked that question very soon. With the ESPN Radio Sports Beat, I'm Jason Fitz.
It's almost weird how much you have in common and how hard you make each other laugh. After a lifetime of peopling, this one came along, and that's it. Game over. Now you just have to find the ring and figure out how to ask. The Dickens family can help. Hertin and Stocker Jewelers has been helping proposers choose engagement rings for 70 years. There isn't a thing about diamonds, settings, styles, or metals they can't tell you. And if you think after thousands of happy couples they're so over it, you would be so wrong. At Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, your engagement is as exciting to them as it is to you. Well, okay, almost. It's a great day at Hertin & Stocker Jewelers when they know they've helped someone find the perfect sparkler. And with 7 decades of experience, they've got a heck of a track record with getting a yes. So, if proposing is on your mind, see what's sparkling in those famous windows at Hertin & Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then, step inside and talk to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Daughtry. Heavy in the crowd. The Dearly Beloved Tour. The multi-platinum, multi-award winner returns Saturday, July 23rd. McGrath Amphitheater. With special guest, Blackstone Cherry. Tickets on sale now at creventslive.com. Daughtry. Live.
Because we have so many clients referring us to their friends, I think that's our biggest, best story. Hi, I'm Patty with Network Computer Solutions. I really think it's about us building that relationship and being an extension of their business. And even if I am just talking on the phone to them, you can see that smile on their face and know that another problem is solved.
Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
All right, welcome back at 221. Spencer at Sports here for a Monday through a 9366-1600 on a Monday of April, 25th day of April of 2022. Thanks for joining us here today. Getting some NBA news and notes. Playoffs rolling on. Don't forget about our poll question. How many playoff series will be closed out tonight? 1, 2, or 0? You can weigh in at KGYMRadio.com. We'll tell you the schedule for tonight, and you can make your decision here in just a moment. Running through the results from this weekend, starting with what happened on Saturday. You saw Toronto beat Philly. Stay alive in that series, 110-102. Pascal Siakam with 34. Gary Trent Jr. had 24. James Harden, 22. Joel Embiid at 21 for Philly in the loss. Philadelphia still leads that series 3-1. Game 5 is tonight in Philadelphia, and the Sixers can close it out with a win. Thriller over in Utah. The Jazz beating Dallas 100-99. Rudy Gobert with the game-winning alley-oop, completing the game-winning alley-oop to help Utah beat Dallas. Jordan Clarkson at 25 off the bench. Donovan Mitchell, 23. Rudy Gobert, 17-15 in the win for Utah. Luka Doncic back after his calf strain. 30 points and 10 rebounds for Dallas. Jalen Brunson with 23. That series tied up 2 games apiece. One team's going to grab a 3-2 series lead with Game 5 tonight in Dallas. A lot of attention, of course, on the Boston versus Brooklyn series after Boston beats Brooklyn 109-103 on Saturday to take a 3-0 series lead. Jason Tatum scoring 39. Jaylen Brown had 23. Bruce Brown, not Jaylen Brown, Bruce Brown had 26. Not the guy you expect to have a big night, but he had a big night for the Nets. 26 in the loss. Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving just 16 points each. KD was 6 for 11 from the floor. Kyrie 6 for 17, including 0 for 7 from three-point distance in the loss. Celtics, like I said, lead that series 3-0, and they can go for the sweep tonight as they will try to get things squared away and move on to the second round as the number 2 seed in the Eastern Conference. So out of those 3 series, the 3 games you have tonight, 2 of them have the potential to be closed out. The Philly-Toronto series and the Boston-Brooklyn series. And then, of course, Utah and Dallas all tied up at 2 games apiece. Out of the 2 series that could end tonight, which series will be closed out tonight? Or how many will be closed out tonight? 1, 2, or 0? Again, that's our poll question at KGYMRadio.com. Listening in to a little bit from the NBA world, Jason Tatum, and 39 points in that win over Brooklyn. He talked with Lisa Salters following the Game 3 win over Brooklyn. Here's what he had to say after the win on Saturday.
I think it just shows the growth of our team. From the first game to now, how our mental toughness has grown. Early in the season, we gave up big leads all the time, and we figured it out. It's a game of runs. You're never going to be perfect. It's all about how you respond. And, you know, that's what we kept responding. They was throwing punches. We kept going back.
You held Kevin Durant, one of the greatest scorers of our generation, to 16 points. You basically kept him in check this entire series so far. What does that say about this team's defense?
We know what he's capable of. Everyone does. And with somebody like him, you can't let it be easy. You know, if it's easy, it's going to be a long night for you. You know, sometimes he made it tough. Sometimes he just missed shots. And that's how it goes. But I think we all compete and we all on the same page. And it's not one man's job. It's everybody's job.
Jason Tatum weighing in there with Lisa Salters from ESPN after the win 109-103 on Saturday. Thriller in Minnesota on Saturday night. Great game if you stayed up late and watched that one. Minnesota winning 119-118. Karl-Anthony Towns, 33 points, 14 rebounds. Anthony Edwards with 24 points. For Memphis, it was Desmond Bane leading the way with 34. Dylan Brooks at 24. Brandon Clark with 15. Ja Morant, 11 points and 15 assists. Not the expected stat line you'd see from a young superstar like Ja Morant in a game like that, but 11 points and 15 assists. That series now tied at 2 games apiece with Game 5 coming up tomorrow night in Memphis. Big Cat, Karl-Anthony Towns, talking with ESPN and their Israel Gutierrez after the one-point win over Memphis. Here's what he had to say.
You could see the emotion in Karl-Anthony Towns from the very first play. Carl, describe your emotions and your approach coming into this game.
Just came here to do my job. This is what I'm supposed to do. Give me a chance to be great. I want to be great. So just happy that I got the win. You can tell I'm not that excited because we got more to do. So can't be happy about this, you know, enjoy the moment. But, you know, it's going to be a series and we got to fight. We got to fight. Job's not done.
You didn't have much of a chance to be great in that last game based on shot attempts. How did you find your shots in this game?
Go get them. Let's go get them. Good practice. Just go get them. I really don't know other way to explain it. Just take the shots, be super aggressive, ultra aggressive, and be willing to make a mistake in the aggression.
This win guarantees one more game in Minnesota. What does this do for the series for you guys?
Like I said, you know, they got a good home record, but we do too. So, we get to go to their house next game, and then they still got to come back here to our house. So we're ready. We're ready for this moment. I think no one thought we was ready for this. We came out with the right mentality, and we come out with this mentality, we can't be beat.
Karl-Anthony Towns talking with Israel Gutierrez from ESPN following the win on Saturday night. Again, Game 5 coming up tomorrow in Memphis. Memphis not too happy with the officiating in that game Saturday. Here's their head coach, Taylor Jenkins, with his comments.
I mean, we got to play better, but in my opinion, one of the most poorly officiated games I've ever seen in my NBA career. All five of our starters are borderline fouled out in the first quarter, 10 plus foul difference, 40 free throws. Yeah, some things we got to clean up and get better at, but I've never seen a more inconsistent and arrogant, you know, officiated game. So I'll take whatever hits coming my way. I got to protect our guys. We know we've got to get better, but I mean, from the get-go, it was foul, inconsistency. There was actually one play where a foul whistle was blown before contact was even made. It's embarrassing.
Grizzlies head coach Taylor Jenkins there. It was announced today he was hit with a $15,000 fine by the NBA for those comments. NBA saying that he was penalized, quote, for public criticism of the officiating. And you just heard that public criticism there. It was not just him who commented. It was Ja Morant weighing in as well on the refs.
And look, top four guys. Look at our starting five. DB 5, Jaren 6, X 5, Dez 5, me 4, Kyle 4. Like, it was crazy. But, yeah, I'm right behind coach, so I'll take mine too.
No word on whether Ja Morant was fined at all or not for those comments. But should be an interesting one tomorrow in Memphis. We'll see who gets the 3-2 advantage. Sunday, for the second game in a row, the Milwaukee Bucks dominated the Chicago Bulls 119-95. They won going away Friday night to take a 2-1 series lead and continued the dominant performance yesterday over Chicago behind 32 points and 17 rebounds from Giannis Grayson Allen, a fan or a player Chicago fans, I'm sure, just absolutely love. 27 points for Grayson Allen, 6 for 7 from three off the bench for the former Duke player in the win for the Bucks. Jrue Holiday adding 26. Zach LaVine at 24 and 13, 24 points, 13 assists. DeMar DeRozan, 23, and Patrick Williams had 20 in the loss yesterday for the Bulls. Bucks lead that series 3-1. They'll head back to Milwaukee for action on Wednesday. Game 5, a chance for the Bucks to advance to Game 5. Here is the Greek Freak, Giannis, talking with ESPN's Malika Andrews following the win on Sunday.
I am standing with Giannis Antetokounmpo, fresh off a MVP caliber performance. But Giannis, it wasn't just the scoring, which we know you can do. You've thrived as a facilitator. What is it about this matchup that allows you to do that?
I gotta trust my teammates. At the end of the day, I know they know what the deal is. I know they're gonna make shots, they're gonna make plays. So I just gotta trust them.
What is it when Bobby Portis is playing the way that he's been playing, that Grayson Allen has been lighting it up from beyond the three-point line like he has, that makes it so you can find them and have this result?
The game's become easy. You know, when you move the ball has energy. When everybody touches, everybody have energy. Everybody can make play. Everybody can play great. So we'll be playing great.
You've certainly played in plenty of closeout games. What's it going to take on Wednesday to end this first round?
Our defense. We got to keep up our defense. We got to make it as tough as possible for them. We can't let them score in the paint. We got to rebound the ball and make good plays on offense.
And now Bobby Portis wearing the glasses, likely for the rest of the playoffs. What do we think of bifocal Bobby?
He looks good.
Bifocal Bobby, Razorback Dale, for you know, former Arkansas Razorback. Through a 9-3-6-6-1600. Giannis talking with Malika Andrews there. On the other side, the Bulls are suddenly tying that series up 1 game apiece, are now down 3-1 facing off elimination. Their head coach Billy Donovan talking about how they approach Wednesday's contest.
Well, I think it was a little bit harder today, Sam, with the rotations with Alex going out. That made it a little bit more challenging because we had a really, really good player that was down, especially defensively. So I think everything's on the table, you know, to your point of you know, there's certain things we're going to have to be better at regardless, because whoever's out there, you're just going to be confronted with those things and you have to be better at it. But yeah, I mean, I think anything going into that game that we can do that will help the group, whatever that may be, you know, we'll have to do. You know, certainly I think the rotations got a lot shorter today just because, you know, Alex going out, you know, played DeMar and Zach and Vooch a lot of minutes in that second half. I think, you know, whatever we can do to, you know, rotations, different things to help, we're going to certainly try to do everything we can.
Bulls head coach Billy Donovan there. Game 5, like we mentioned, Wednesday, that tip time yet to be determined, but we will have it here on all of our frequencies on KGYM from ESPN Radio. Other action from Sunday, it was Denver beating Golden State. Heck of a game of the afternoon yesterday over in Denver. As the Nuggets stave off elimination, they win 126-121. Nikola Jokic with 37. Monte Morris, former Iowa State Cyclone, with 24. And Aaron Gordon added 21. Steph Curry with 33. Another off-the-bench performance for Steph. Klay Thompson with 32. Andrew Wiggins had 20 in the loss. Golden State still up 3-1 in that series. They can close it out at home Wednesday with Game 5. Last night, Miami beating Atlanta 110-86. Jimmy Butler with 36-10. 36 points, 10 rebounds, and the win for the top-seeded Heat. P.J. Tucker and Bam Adebayo with 14 points each. DeAndre Hunter with 24. Trae Young, 9 points only on 3-for-11 shooting. Heat lead that series 3-1 with Game 5 coming up on Tuesday. And late last night, Phoenix is in a whole world of trouble. Top-seeded Suns, last year's NBA runner-up, in a 2-2 fight with the 8-seed New Orleans Pelicans after the Pelicans won 118-103. Last night, Brandon Ingram scoring 30. Jonas Valanciunas with 26 points and 15 rebounds. C.J. McCollum had 18. Meanwhile, DeAndre Ayton had 23 in the loss for Phoenix. That series tied 2-apiece. Game 5 coming up Tuesday in Phoenix. So again, your schedule for tonight, Boston at Brooklyn. Game 4 there. Boston going for the sweep. 6 o'clock start time. You can catch that on TNT. Toronto at Philly, Game 5, 7 o'clock start on NBA TV. Philly with the win closes out that series. And then Utah takes on Dallas in Dallas tonight. That's game five with the series tied at two games apiece. That's the late night game on TNT. Next NBA on ESPN Radio presentation, by the way, is tomorrow. We'll have that Phoenix New Orleans game for you late night tomorrow. And then I mentioned Bucks and Bulls coming up for you on Wednesday here on all of our frequencies on KGYM. To some other NBA news, one piece of news impacting tonight's game. You've heard about this on ESPN Radio all day today and the latter half of the weekend. Ben Simmons was thought that he might be playing for the Nets tonight in a do-or-die Game 4. Turns out he will not be making his season debut in Game 4 of Brooklyn's first-round series against the Celtics. That is, of course, tonight. Shams Charania and Adrian Wojnarowski. Charania from The Athletic and Wojnarowski from ESPN, both reporting that news over the weekend. Apparently, Simmons impacting his back or re-injuring his back or facing a setback following some scrimmaging on Saturday. Woj reporting that Simmons woke up to a sore back on Sunday, and ultimately the club decided to keep him sidelined for another game. Again, Brooklyn needing some help, but they will not get that from Ben Simmons tonight in Game 4. Some NBA draft news and notes as well. One player leaving, at least one of the players that have decided to leave for the NBA draft, and two players coming back to their respective college teams over the weekend. One player that is entering the NBA draft, Ochai Agbaji from Kansas. He declared for the NBA draft over the weekend. Of course, he's coming off a season where he was a consensus first-team All-American and Big 12 Player of the Year, helping lead Kansas to the national championship. Two players that are coming back, including one Big Ten player, Hunter Dickinson, returning to Michigan for his junior year. Dickinson making the announcement on social media Sunday night, tweeting out a photo with the message that said, quote, "I ain't done yet." So Hunter Dickinson will be back in the maize and blue for Michigan next year. Tuesday morning, Musa Diabate announcing he is going to test the NBA draft waters as well. So we'll see if all of them do come back to Michigan. Caleb Houston still up in the air as well. But Michigan could be among the favorites in the conference if Dickinson, Houston, and Diabate all do come back to school. Another player that is coming back to North Carolina, Caleb Love, announcing he is going to return for his junior season in Chapel Hill. Love, along with Leaky Black and Armando Bacot, returning for North Carolina next year. So latest NBA draft news and notes there as well. It's 2:37 here at KGYM. Spencer on Sports here for you on a Monday. Take another quick time out. Come back and talk some baseball. Interesting weekend in the big leagues. We'll talk about that and take a look at a light schedule in the MLB. That's coming up here in just a bit on KGYM.
BetMGM is pitching baseball fans a chance to swing for the fences. Register using code HANSON200, H-A-N-S-O-N 200, and win $200 in free bets when you place a $10 moneyline wager on any Major League Baseball game and either team hits a home run, regardless of your bet's outcome. Enjoy baseball like never before with BetMGM's daily promotions all season long. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code HANSON200 to win $200 when you bet $10 on an MLB game and either team hits a home run. Sign up today and find out why nothing beats a win at the King of Sportsbooks. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Iowa only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Mike here with Brown Shoe Fit in Marion. What kind of shoes can we help you find? Athletic, running, walking, every day? At Brown Shoe Fit, we have them from top brands including Hey Dude, Brooks, New Balance, Echo, Clarks, and Hoka. Sizes up to 15 in regular and extra wide widths. The professionals in our store will help you get the right shoes with the right fit. Come find the pair you're looking for at Brown Shoe Fit on Twixtown Road at Collins Square. Honestly, it's like having your own store.
Your first house, it looks a little different for everyone. For some, it's a place to gather. For others, a place to rest.
And for others, it's a place that was a place to rest or gather until they built a stadium two blocks away, and now all you hear is a roaring crowd or someone asking if you're ready to rock. No, you are not ready to rock. But no matter where you call home, GEICO makes it easy to bundle and save on home and car insurance. Easier than trying to drown out 40,000 people by speaking really loudly.
Hi, my name's Joe Cordell. Sometimes in divorce, courts require the higher earner to pay to the other party what's called spousal support or alimony. Usually this order can be modified in certain circumstances, but such modifications are often complicated and are best entrusted to attorneys that are well acquainted with such matters. At Cordell & Cordell, that's our business. Remember, you're not alone.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Des Moines area attorneys. A partner men can count on. 866-DADS-LAW. CordellCordell.com.
All right, back at 240, Spencer at Sports here for a Monday, 319-366-1600. Taking up till 3 o'clock, the gym class in here between 3 and 4. Todd and Alex in between 4 and 6. As always, get you what's on tap for the rest of our local programming coming up in just a bit. To the world of baseball, interesting weekend in baseball. Some interesting moments, some crazy stats. Some ejections. One ejection. Thanks to Angel Hernandez. Kyle Schwarber. Not too happy. Nobody was happy with Angel Hernandez last night, but the Brewers did get the win 1-0 over Philly. Christian Yelich with a sac fly in the ninth inning. Eric Lauer, despite, you know, the umpiring overshadowing things, got to give credit to Eric Lauer and Aaron Nola last night. Great pitching performance. Six innings pitched, five hits, no runs, one walk, and 13 Ks for the Brewers' hurler. And then Aaron Nola, seven innings pitched, one hit, no runs, one walk, and struck out nine. But it was the sac fly in the ninth that got things done. And 59-17 weighing into the text line about Schwarber's ejection, saying it was a well-executed ejection, absolutely flawless. It totally was. I'm not saying it was premeditated, but it almost looked planned. If I get rung up on a pitch that I don't think is fair, I'm going to do it. I just get the feeling that Schwarber probably had that in the back of his mind. And yeah, he said what everybody was thinking in that game and everybody watching, all baseball fans watching. So got to give the round of applause to Schwarby for his epic ejection last night at the end of the Brewers-Phillies game. For all to see on national TV, but the Brewers do get the win there. Two games to one. They take that series over Philly. Cubs had an interesting weekend. They lost 3-4 to the Pirates. I mean, that's, you know, not good, just to say the very least. But they did it despite having a 29-12 run differential in the series. That's after the Cubs swapped places with the Bears. I think on Saturday, did anybody see Justin Fields at Wrigley Field? I know Matt Eberflus threw out the first pitch. Justin Fields and like Cole Kmet and, you know, a bunch of guys are out there taking the place of the Cubs. 21-0. The Cubs won on Saturday. They lost all the other games, but they won Saturday 21-0. So their run differential in the series, despite losing 3-4 to the Pirates, was 29-12. One of those crazy stats in the world of baseball. The Pirates finishing off the series win with a 4-3 victory at Wrigley yesterday. Minnesota, the Twins, getting a walk-off winner from Byron Buxton in the 10th. 469-foot shot as the Twins beat the White Sox 6-4. That was the second homer of the day, and the Twins complete the sweep of the White Sox. Tim Anderson and Danny Mendick with homers in the loss for the White Sox. The Reds get off the schneid. They snap an 11-game losing streak yesterday, beating St. Louis 4-1. Tommy Pham and Nick Senzel had a couple hits each. Nick Lodolo with his first big league victory, 5 2/3 innings, 5 hits, a run, and striking out 7. Paul Goldschmidt and Harrison Bader each with 2 hits in the loss for the Cardinals. Seattle beat Kansas City in 12 innings, 5-4. It was Colorado beating Detroit 6-2. Charlie Blackmon going 4-for-5 in the win for the Rockies. But, of course, history was made in that series on Saturday as Miguel Cabrera got his 3,000th hit in Saturday's contest as the Tigers won game one of a doubleheader on Saturday 13-0. Here's ESPN's Jesse Rogers weighing in over the weekend about the significance of a 3,000 hitter for Miguel Cabrera and his career.
Seems like it's going to be rarer and rarer to achieve. Nobody currently has 1,500 hits. Wow. So we saw history today, and we may not see it again for quite some time. Guys may not play as long. They make a lot more money now. They can make it in a short period of time. We don't see 200-hit seasons that often. There's so many more pitchers and relievers in the game. It's hard to get hits, right? Batting average has been down for a while. So it's a rarity, and it's a rare. It was a rarity before this era of baseball, but it certainly is a rarity right now. So that's why it was cool to see, because when you only see something once in a blue moon, you want to hang on to that. You want to remember it. So it was rare in the first place. It's going to be even more rare moving forward, unless the game kind of moves back to the singles hitters and the 200 hit per season guys, which we haven't seen in recent years.
ESPN's Jesse Rogers weighing in on the significance of Miguel Cabrera's 3,000th hit and reaching that milestone in baseball over the weekend. Some crazy times in New York. The Yankees won the series finale over the Guardians yesterday 10-2. It was Saturday's contest that saw the Yankees win in walk-off fashion. And then fans in the outfield started heckling the Cleveland outfielders, including Stephen Kwan and Miles Straw. And Miles Straw almost climbed into the stands to confront one of the fans or a group of the fans. And the fans were throwing garbage onto the field. What's going on over there in New York? Miles Straw with some strong words as well, calling the Yankees fan base in no uncertain terms the worst fans in baseball. Yankees get the series win, though, winning 10-2 yesterday. Miami beat the defending champs 5-4 on Sunday. The Fish getting the win over the Braves. Garrett Cooper with 3 hits and 2 RBI. Austin Riley with a nice start to his year, 3-for-5 with a 2-run home run for the Braves in the loss. The Dodgers beat the Padres yesterday 10-2. Freddie Freeman with a 2-run home run. Cody Bellinger, is he on his way back? Cody Bellinger with 2 homers on the day, a 3-run shot in the 5th as well. The Mets beat Arizona 6-2. San Francisco beating Washington 12-3. Houston edging Toronto. Walk-off win for the Strohs there 8-7. It was the Angels beating Baltimore 7-6. Oakland getting a win 2-0 over Texas. And then Tampa getting a win over Boston yesterday 5-2. The win for the Rays with Shane McClanahan. Another crazy stat. Shane McClanahan, 7 innings pitched, 6 hits, 2 runs. No walks and 7 strikeouts. He was the first Rays starter to get a win this season. It's been mostly their bullpen getting a win. He's the first starter to get a win this year for Tampa. And you probably saw this highlight on Saturday. The Rays with a combined no-hitter going into the 10th on Saturday night. They tossed 9 no-hit innings against the Red Sox. The no-no was erased during a wild 10th inning. Yet, they still won the game. Kevin Kiermaier with a walk-off home run, giving Tampa a 3-2 victory. 6 different Rays pitchers combining to hold the Red Sox batters without a hit or a run over the game's first 9 innings. Yet, the Tampa lineup also struggled, getting just 2 hits and no runs off of Boston's pitching in that contest. It's the 15th time in Major League history, according to the stat folks, that would-be no-hitter was not broken up until extra innings, and only the 2nd time that such a game was tossed by more than one pitcher. Matt Garza. Remember some dudes with Matt Garza? Former Milwaukee Brewer, former Tampa Bay Ray. His gem on July 26, 2010, still the only no-hitter in Rays franchise history. Tampa has been on the wrong end of no-hit games on 5 occasions. 3 of those 5 were perfect games. So Tampa's got some history there as well. But they ended up winning that game thanks to some heroics from Kevin Kiermaier. Light schedule in the majors tonight. We're starting to see some of those games, especially with the first game of the evening. Games that were rescheduled because of the lockout. And the Brewers are playing the Giants for a one-off tonight in Milwaukee, 5:10 p.m., with Corbin Burnes taking the hill. They're the only time they're playing this week, San Francisco and Milwaukee tonight at 5:10. You also got Colorado at Philly, Boston at Toronto. The Mets are in St. Louis. Max Scherzer going tonight for the Mets against Miles Michaelis. Houston's at Texas. Cleveland is at the Angels. And the Dodgers, with Walker Buehler, head to Arizona to take on their division rival. That's at 8:40 p.m. Also, in the world of baseball, before we get to our final break of the show, shout out to Rick Heller and the Iowa baseball team. Big series win, taking 2 of 3 from 8th-ranked Rutgers over the weekend, as we told you about during Friday's show. Hawkeyes getting a 4-1 win on Friday. Came back Saturday, routed the Scarlet Knights 12-2 on a 13-hit performance. Adam Mazur on Friday with a big performance on the mound, giving up a run on 6 hits while striking out 11. Connor Schultz with 8 strong innings. For the Hawkeyes on Saturday, he allowed 2 hits and struck out 6. Iowa cannot complete the sweep, though. Hawkeyes falling 10-4 in Sunday's series finale. Iowa improving to 8-4 in Big Ten play, 23-13 overall. Hawkeyes will host Western Illinois on Tuesday, and they'll head west to Nebraska for a weekend series that starts Friday. Iowa softball lost 2 of 3 to Illinois this weekend, losing Friday's opener 4-2. Won Saturday's first contest 7-3 before falling in that series finale 5-4. Iowa 19-25 overall. They are in Ames for the Cyhawks softball game tomorrow afternoon. Iowa State softball had their hands full with number 1-ranked Oklahoma over the weekend. Cyclones getting swept by the number 1-ranked Sooners 6-4 and 9-0, losing twice on Friday and getting shut out in the series finale on Saturday by another 9-0. Final score. 2:51 here at KGYM. Spencer on Sports. We'll be back after this with What's on Tap and a little NFL news and notes here on KGYM.
This is an important notice to all U.S. taxpayers. The IRS is giving away billions of dollars in tax savings through a federal program called the Fresh Start Initiative to aid delinquent taxpayers. This initiative was established for anyone facing financial hardship and unable to pay their back taxes. Qualifying and enrolling in this program will stop all collections, settle your delinquent tax problem, and even reduce what you owe by thousands of dollars. Call the hotline at People's Tax Relief to see if you qualify and get this free information by dialing 800-342-2054. If you have unfiled tax returns or cannot afford to pay your personal or business back taxes, you can now get the help you need. One simple phone call can resolve your tax problem and save you thousands of dollars. To see if you qualify and to get this important free information, call 800-342-2054. 800-342-2054. 800-342-2054.
Welcome to Allstate, where we bring it all together. And bundling your home and auto is good, right? And it saves you up to 25%. It all comes together. Allstate. Here, better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate. Click, call, or visit allstate.com to save today.
Bundled savings discounts will vary by state. Saving up to 25% is a countrywide average of savings off the home policy. Combining the multiple policy discount for having auto insurance with Allstate and the welcome discount savings at enrollment.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with Syntec and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec Premium Full Synthetic Motor Oil is formulated for today's engines to dissipate heat and friction and reduce wear. Right now, get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and a MicroGuard Select Filter for just $33.99. Try Syntec today, exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, back at 2:53 here at KGYM. Spencer on Sports. Wrap it up for a Monday. Plenty more to talk about tomorrow. We will, of course, cover Major League Baseball and the NBA playoffs. We'll get into some NFL draft news and notes tomorrow as well. One piece of NFL news coming out earlier today. ESPN's Adam Schefter confirming that there is a desire, still a desire, for some teams who are in the top half of the draft to move back. Schefter saying that, quote, multiple teams, end quote, have called others currently slated to pick outside the top half of the opening round regarding trade scenarios. However, the interest moving back, according to Schefter, the interest in moving back has exceeded the interest in moving up. The Jaguars, apparently one of the teams looking to trade down, though they have yet to receive offers for the top pick. Lions also possibly interested in moving the second overall selection. We'll see how things materialize. Is it just a smokescreen ahead of the draft itself? We don't know. We'll all find out together coming up on Thursday. Also, saw this too. Apparently, the NFL might be looking at adding a Black Friday game. So not only will we have Iowa-Nebraska, other rivalry games on Black Friday for college football, we may have an NFL game to watch on Black Friday in 2022. Still discussions, still I think mostly in the rumor side of things, but we may have Black Friday NFL to go along with Thanksgiving Thanksgiving NFL and college football. And don't forget, this year we have the World Cup in 2022 as well. So we'll see if anything materializes from that. 2:55, thanks for joining us as always here today on Spencer on Sports. Don't forget about our poll question talking about the NBA playoffs. You can check that out at KGYMRadio.com. How many NBA playoff series will be closed out tonight? 1, 2, or 0? That's our poll question brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement in Iowa City. Opportunity for 2, Boston, Brooklyn, and Philly, Toronto. Do both of them get closed out? Just 1? Or do none of them get closed out? You can let us know your thoughts at KGYMRadio.com. Gym class up next from 3 until 4. They've got plenty more discussion from the weekend that was in the sports world. Todd and Alex in here between 4 and 6. They've got Rob Howe from Hawkeye Nation joining them at 4:30 today as well. Tonight, we got ESPN Radio programming, NBA action back in the airwaves for you tomorrow and on Wednesday. And then, like I mentioned, the NFL draft coming up later on this week. Coverage starts Thursday evening here on KGYM. Thanks for joining us on Spencer on Sports. Have a great rest of your day. The gym class is coming up.